news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for high around 88 today, already 76. More details from Dr. Bill coming up right after traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's had a great start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions and no delays across the bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fort. A nice ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore to the 1065 split from Spring Hill, Moffitt, and 65. The traffic from Pritchard to Saraland, you won't find any delays. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Just go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. All right, 6.07, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. It's Sean, Kelly, and pinch hitting this morning, or I don't know, or coming in as a pitcher. I don't know if we're hitting or pitching. Yeah, maybe the DH, or maybe he's a relief pitcher. I'm not sure. We'll figure out. Our buddy Corey LeBounty get into sports in just a second. Now let's check headlines with Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. And Corey, good Monday morning to you. And happy Father's Day once again. I cannot wait to hear all that you did this weekend. It's going to be good. All right, it's a national story gaining traction as immigrant families nationwide are being split up. Senator Doug Jones announced on Sunday that he is now co-sponsoring Senate Bill 3036. It's the Keep Families Together Act, introduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, the goal of this legislation is to stop the U.S. Department of Homeland Security from taking children from their parents at the border. Senator Jones says he plans to sign the legislation this week, saying, quote, the administration's new policy of ripping apart families by separating innocent children from their parents is completely contrary to our core American values. This cruel policy needs to end now, but we need workable solutions that can address this specific problem long term. While we all wish it were true, there's no easy fix for the underlying problem, and that is why I am also joining my colleagues to call for Senate hearings on this issue as soon as possible so we can better understand what a lasting resolution could look like for these families and negate the detrimental impact to these children. An update on an escaped inmate. The Alabama Department of Corrections has confirmed that 34-year-old John Henry McAdams escaped Friday night from the Alexander City Work Release Center. And guess what, Sean? He was recaptured less than 2 hours later.
Well, that's good.
I know. I love these types of updates. 34-year-old was serving a one-year sentence for possession of chemicals with the intent to manufacture. He was prosecuted here in Mobile County. So he surrendered at 9:23 p.m. on Friday. He had escaped at 7:30 p.m. He is not doing well in the escaped artist business.
Mm-hmm.
Glad he's back where he belongs. And I'm thinking, just a guessing woman, he faces more charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
But you know, that never seems to go through their minds when they escape. It's never the, you know, if it doesn't work,
yeah.
This doesn't work, it's not going to work out well for me.
So there's no plan B, C, D, or E?
No, I really don't think there is. I wonder what the stats
are. I have an idea.
Are.
Don't get in trouble.
Well, there is that. Yeah, that's pretty valuable. Pretty valuable advice. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 on the way. We'll check in with sports and News 5 coming up next.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A bizarre Amber Alert case over the weekend. A 7-week-old baby was found safe. Police arrested John Betancourt, charged with interference with custody. It all began when the child's mother was detained for suspicion of shoplifting at Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Police said she handed the baby off to Betancourt. Police said he was a stranger to the woman. When she left the store, her baby and vehicle were gone and were spotted later on Old Pascagoula Road. The body of an 87-year-old man has been found in the Tombigbee River. The man was thrown overboard when his boat hit a stump in the river. It happened near the Olin Chemical Plant near McIntosh. Rescuers had been searching for the man since the crash Thursday. One of the founding members of the rock band Three Doors Down has been arrested, charged with gun, drug, and domestic violence charges. Todd Harrell was arrested Friday at his home in Mississippi after an argument with his wife that she said turned physical. Harrell previously served 2 years in prison for causing a deadly crash in Nashville back in 2013. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Right, 613 FM Talk 106.5 in the Monday edition of Mobile Mornings. Sean Kelly and designated hitter, pinch hitter, relief pitcher, starting pitcher this week.
Now coming to the plate.
Corey Labowdy. Of Prep Sports Report fame. Thank you. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me this morning, guys. And good morning. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I am Corey Labowdy sitting in for Dalton Orwig. And it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The U.S. Open concluded yesterday at Shinnecock Hills in New York with a familiar face winning his second consecutive U.S. Open Championship trophy. American Brooks Koepka shot a final round 68 with a 1-over par with a final score 281 to hold off Tommy Fleetwood of England by one stroke, claiming the $2.16 million top prize. Koepka joins Ben Hogan and Curtis Strange as the only golfers in the last 68 years to win consecutive U.S. Open championships. Sean, the U.S. Open didn't have its share of controversy as Phil Mickelson hit the rolling golf ball on the 13th hole on Saturday that led to a two-shot penalty.
Wait, you're saying you can't do that, Corey?
Probably not thing to do.
Well, I would like to argue that because I have done that many times at Mount Asia and mini golf to much success. I mean,
in putt-putt golf, yes, it is allowed. It doesn't count as a stroke.
That's the rules he tells the kids.
That's the rules. That's right. It costs Mickelson a two-shot penalty. Ooh. Still has the golf world buzzing about that. This U.S. Open didn't finish without its share of controversies because the pins were kind of improperly aligned by the USGA and
what?
Took a lot of heat.
They had one job.
One job, but the golfers really didn't feel that the pins were aligned properly because the scores were so high, and they admitted that this was a tremendous struggle for all the golfers and led to the high scores. Fleetwood didn't have a problem with those scores yesterday, though, because he became just the sixth player in U.S. Open history to shoot a 63. So the scores continued to improve on yesterday's last day.
So he didn't have a problem at that point.
He didn't have a problem at that point. Fleetwood began the final round six shots out of the lead, but still pocketed a cool $1.29 million second prize.
You can get it.
Good work. One of the things in this U.S. Open that's going to go down in history is four of the top 10 golfers in the world did not make the cut. Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and John Rahm did not make the cut on moving day.
That sounds like a country song waiting to happen.
It really is. The number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson, finished third. Last night, the Mobile Bay Bears defeated the Pensacola Wahoos 6-4 in 10 innings, concluding a five-game road trip. The Bay Bears lost the series 3-2 and begin the second half of the season with a six-game homestand against the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday at 6:35. Also this weekend, the College World Series got started. On Saturday, North Carolina defeated Oregon State 8-6, and Mississippi State, in a walk-off situation again, defeated Washington 1-0. Yesterday, in a rain-delayed College World Series, Arkansas was able to outslug Texas 11-5, and Texas Tech defeated the defending national champion Florida Gators 6-3. In today's elimination bracket, at noon, Oregon State faces Washington, and Mississippi State in the winner's bracket faces North Carolina at 6 o'clock. And that's a look at your Mobile Mornings Sports.
Right, you know, I was just thinking, the double tap putt on the windmill hole at putt-putt, that's always a good one. You go, we have to go through the windmill and then around there, and then you come back around the other side, just give it a little extra juice.
And kids crying at the end, is that what you're looking for?
Or their father cried. Yeah, who knows?
Guilty.
Thanks, Corey. We're coming right back.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, tax not included.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When white mold is coming, you can feel it, like a bad omen. Anyone who grows peanuts knows white mold can take a farm by storm. and there's only so much you can do about it.
Actually, no.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, now there's Elatus, a fungicide with two powerful active ingredients that control white mold.
I'm not buying you.
If you want higher yields, you will. Because along with white mold, Elatus controls several other diseases, which means healthier plants and higher yield potential.
You don't say.
I do. In fact, trials have shown it can produce up to 800 more pounds of peanuts per acre than competitors.
You talk like you're full of tall tales.
More like scientific research. With such long-lasting control, Elatus really can bring yields that reach for the sky.
So when white mold is coming...
We'll be fully prepared. Visit SyngentaUS.com/Elatus to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a perfect start to our Monday morning so far on the roadways. Now, state troopers had an earlier morning accident. It's cleared up off the interstate. No delays now. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, from Daphne, Malvis to Loxley, we've had a great start to the morning with no delays. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Alabama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. With a larger selection than the big box stores and quicker estimates, see them at Bama Flooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, it's Monday. You put it off long enough. Your New Year's resolution, it is now happens to be the sixth month of the year. If part of that New Year's resolution was getting organized around the house, first thing you need to do is get rid of the junk. And we can make that happen pretty quickly with a call to 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and the crew will do that at your home, your business. If you have a storage unit that you couldn't name three items that are in it, but you've been paying on it dutifully year after year after year, save that money, get it cleaned out, and move on with your life. I'm telling you, it's okay to do. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Ask for Trey Bennett and the local crew right here in Mobile and Baldwin Counties. 622 in Time to Tech Headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, Sean. Thank you very much. And Corey, good morning to you. It is 621 on your Monday morning. An investigation in Mobile continues as a victim has died from his injuries, so that investigation has now been ramped up to a homicide investigation. 46-year-old Richard Berryhill was shot in the stomach in late May, according to Mobile Police. Shooting happened on Jones Avenue just after 10 p.m. May 25th. Police say the victim did not know who shot him. He was taken to the hospital but later died from his injuries on June 5th, according to police. If you have information which can now assist in this homicide investigation, you are urged to contact police. One of Alabama's first black school superintendents has died. Robert Brown served as superintendent of the Greene County School District for a decade, beginning in 1970. The Tuscaloosa News is reporting that he died of natural causes on June 10th. Mr. Brown was the son of sharecroppers who grew up in rural West Alabama. He graduated from high school in Birmingham and attended Alabama A&M University. He was named Greene County School Superintendent in a time during the Civil Rights Movement was very active. Mr. Brown was inducted into the Black Belt Hall of Fame at the University of West Alabama in 2013. Robert Brown was 95 years old. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Big Father's Day weekend going on. I know that... You got out and enjoyed a blast from the past. Right. The concert, I know that several friends of mine were down at this concert at the Wharf on Friday night. Now, talk to me about this return to the 90s, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So, excuse me. So what I did was I surprised my husband, and he didn't know where we were going.
Yes.
This is trust right here.
Yeah.
Surprised my husband, told him to just get dressed. Let's go.
And I drove
to the Wharf. And when we arrived, he still didn't know. And then they popped up some signage. Because it's interesting. This was my first time ever going to the amphitheater.
Number of times you've been down there, this is your first time in the amphitheater.
I'm always covering Blue Marlin Grand Championship. Right. They don't allow thus fun over there. But signage popped up. And so then I started reading to him the lineup. And he's like, what? Like, in real life, it's Salt and Pepper, Tone Loc, Kid and Play. Yes.
Now,
Coolio.
Coolio.
How old is Kid now?
You know what?
Is it now Adult and Play?
It was interesting. They did their move. They didn't hop over the leg though. They didn't,
okay, because you know that's where I was going.
Yeah, I know. I saw your eyes
on Friday.
I did. Yeah, and it was cool. But to see my husband, and I know we're newlyweds, and everybody's like, oh, it's your first year. Yeah. But to see his happiness, it was so worth it. He gives so much to so many people. So to see him to be able to enjoy, and then we saw some of our friends in the audience too. So then it became like a dance party.
Right. Well, you can't go to that without dancing at that. It's interesting too that it's not a phenomenon. It's happened for oldies acts in the past, but these artists get a second, a retirement fund, right? I mean, they come out, they put these tours on, and people say, why don't we go see a new band? Go look at these shows sell out. Whether
they do,
it's music of the 80s or the 90s or something like that, because us folks in our 40s and 50s, we remember what it was like back in the old days.
Well, it's funny because about 30 minutes before showtime, there was maybe about 20 people there. You know how they had the hype man come out?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, there's like 20, 30 of you, whatever. Then all of a sudden, magically, the amphitheater was packed.
Right, because there are grown people that had to drop off children with babysitters, and they were eating nice dinners. It's not like when we were kids. We had nothing else to do.
That's right. It was a good time. Shout out to my friend Jim Bibby, who helped make it all happen. It was a big old surprise. And then yesterday, I think Father's Day should be every day.
Hold on.
You guys like that?
Corey, can we write that down? We'll go ahead and double certify.
Listen, my husband threw down on the grill yesterday. Like, I ate like a champion. So I'm going to go for Father's Day every day.
Okay. And that's something that we like to do.
Yeah.
Giving back and cooking. On Father's afternoon, or
the grill was just extra seasoned. I don't know what that was. I mean, he cooks all the time, but this was something. So yeah. I'm going to go for that and just have to be in the gym a little longer.
Well, because there's two things. I mean, when you can do that, when you can grill on a Sunday,
yes,
or Saturday, when you have all day, we can make some great things happen. I don't cook during the week,
mm-hmm.
and my wife doesn't cook during the week. We make food hot. With the time schedule,
it's like NASCAR in the house.
Right. You get home, kids are riding because they're hungry. So at that point, we just make food hot. But during the weekend, you can do that.
Well, and I know that the grill's going to be nice and special for some extra special catches that happened this weekend.
It always is at the house. But I'm just this week, I'm feeding myself all alone. So it's.
But you did well this week.
Yeah. We always get out and get after some fish, and it was good. Another great week. I did fish with our buddy Captain Charlie Gray, Gray Gulf Charters, who's part of the Summer Then Better Than Others giveaway. That you'll win a charter trip with him if you win the grand prize. He and I were fishing together with a buddy.
Was that research?
On Saturday.
That was research.
It's always
that you were
every weekend. I research, and so we caught a lot of fish on Saturday. Caught a lot of fish yesterday. Went saltwater offshore fishing and inshore fishing Saturday, and went up to Washington County and chased the bass yesterday. So it was good. And it was only the humidity, by the way, if anybody was checking up in western Washington County, was only 116% yesterday. That was it. Speaking of which, we'll find out more about the weather when we talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
Oh, yes.
He's on the way next. All right. Coming right back.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Ocean Springs man is in custody accused of picking up 5 underage girls from a foster home in Mobile and taking them across state lines. Ocean Springs police say 20-year-old Jordan McClain met a 16-year-old on Facebook and drove to a local group foster home after she asked him to pick her up. When McClain got there, 4 other girls decided to go with him. On the way back to Mississippi, authorities say the 20-year-old provided Xanax and marijuana to the group. A Birmingham police officer is on administrative leave accused of raping a family member when she was a child. A warrant's been issued for the department's public information officer, Lieutenant Pete Williston. The victim told police Williston sexually abused her from 2008 to 2011, beginning when she was just 14. A crime alert in Mobile. Police are investigating a robbery over the weekend at the subway on Spring Hill Avenue. That crime happened Sunday. It's the third time that a subway in Mobile has been robbed this month. The first robbery happened on June 6th at the subway near the Loop in Mobile. That store was hit twice within a week. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Shop Carrot Patch Jewelers now through Tuesday, June 19th for the chance to win a $50 Carrot Patch gift certificate and a 1 in 5 chance for you to win the FM Talk 106.5 Summer Better Than Others Contest Grand Prize in July. Plus, Carrot Patch Jewelers is giving our listeners 20% off any purchase in the store. Friendly service, fashionable jewelry, and timeless classic pieces. The perfect match? Special gifts from the Carrot Patch.
Hey, little brother, what's the chance of meeting you here at Mobile Bay Coins?
I'm here getting a get-out-of-the-doghouse gift because of the new dog.
I didn't know that y'all bought a new dog.
Dave, I didn't buy one. The wife was driving down DIP, and there was this dog on the side of the road. She said it looked like it was hitchhiking, so she stopped the car and opened her door, and he jumped right in. She takes the dog to the vet, checked for an owner, and then, of course, she bought bedding, food, toys, the whole kit and caboodle, even a doggy coat. Now she decided to call him Mr. Wiggles.
Wow.
Last night, she tried to coax him onto the chair with her, but he was not having it. Stupid me opened my big mouth. I told her, maybe he doesn't want to be Mr. Wiggles. He just wants to be Ed. The dumb dog barks, jumps on the couch with me. Now he follows me everywhere I go in the house and only acknowledges her when she feeds him. Somehow, it's all my fault.
Hey, little brother, you go in first. Sounds like you need more help than I do.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
More Republicans are expressing concern about the Trump administration's policy of separating children from their parents at the border. Former First Lady Laura Bush calls the policy cruel and immoral. GOP Senator Susan Collins says the policy traumatizes the children who are innocent victims. Correspondent Diane Gallagher describes a facility in McAllen, Texas.
On one side in one room, you had adult women who were in these pens. On the other side, in that same room, you had adult men. And then you go into a large area. You could see the unaccompanied minors, young teenaged boys in one pen. In another unaccompanied minor pen, you had small children.
President Trump is blasting the FBI after the Justice Department watchdog report that was critical of the Bureau's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Well, a man claiming Roundup weed killer gave him cancer is taking the agrochemical giant Monsanto to court. Hundreds of other patients have sued Monsanto, claiming the weed killer gave them cancer. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. India is moving forward with plans to hit back at the U.S. over trade. The country has proposed hiking tariffs on 30 U.S. products in order to recoup trade penalties worth $241 million. India says the retaliatory barriers are equal in value to U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum from India that were imposed by the Trump administration in March. The new tariffs target products including almonds, walnuts, and apples, as well as some chemical and metal products. India says the tariff on large U.S. motorcycles will also be hiked. Authorities say a man suspected of making fraudulent returns at more than 1,000 Walmart stores across the U.S. has been arrested in Arizona. The Yuma Police Department says 23-year-old Thomas Frudaker was apprehended last week after store employees noticed a suspicious transaction and contacted police. Police say he went to return a computer from which police believe he had removed certain parts. On Wall Street, futures pointing to broad losses at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And yesterday, Father's Day, a lot of people had sunshine, although there were some thunderstorms in the mix as well.
Yeah, Sunday it turned out a lot better than we expected. We did look for the weather to be better on Sunday, and we did have quite a bit of sunshine. And it looks like we're going to, at least for a couple of days, perhaps 3 days, we're going to see things get back to normal for this time of the year, and that means fewer thunderstorms and, of course, warmer temperatures. That disturbance in the upper atmosphere that gave us all the showers and thunderstorms last week has finally moved on to the east. It's now over Georgia, and high pressure is sort of building over our area, and that should get us back to normal. So today, partly cloudy skies, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and I expect temperatures up around 91 to 92 degrees, but that's going to result in a heat index around 100 this afternoon.
Yikes.
Now tonight, a low in the lower 70s, around 72 under partly cloudy skies, and then tomorrow, I expect mostly sunny skies and just a few afternoon thunderstorms. Most likely, we'll get up around 92 to 93 degrees, and again, a heat index tomorrow. Oh, around 102 for tomorrow afternoon. As for the rest of the week, Wednesday, mostly sunny. Again, a few afternoon thunderstorms will be in the low 90s. And for Thursday, again, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, low 90s. And that's it for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Same thing, mostly sunny. A few scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and those temperatures in the afternoon will be around 92 degrees. So a very warm week. But fewer thunderstorms than what we had last week.
And Dr. Bill, watching radar right down the Gulf to the south and the southwest Gulf, some storms, some showers coming up out of the Gulf there. Is that part of whatever that unstable weather was off the Yucatan last week?
Yeah, that disturbance is now producing quite a few showers and thunderstorms over the western Gulf of Mexico. It has not developed at all, but it's going to produce a lot of rain on the Texas coast for the next couple of days. And will continue to move inland over Texas. Looking across the tropics, the rest of the Gulf looks good. The Caribbean's quiet. There is a disturbed area way out in the Atlantic near the African coast. Don't expect any development at this time. This is very early in the season for any kind of formation, but there are some clusters out there of thunderstorms. So it's not too bad right now in the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams is sitting at 76 now, heading for that high around 88. Time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, once again, we've got accident-free conditions and a smooth ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90. Theodore Dawes Road also is to traffic from the 65 split and heading northbound. You're not finding any delays yet on the way in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your Epic Talk 106.5 traffic.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. 3-4.
A
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good Monday morning to you and Corey sitting in for Dalton this morning. Listen to this. The Fairfield New Venture Ship is coming to Gulf Shores as part of the Artificial Coastal Reefs Program. State Conservation Department says it will scuttle a 250-foot-long ship in the Gulf of Mexico this week to add new marine habitat off the Alabama coast. Immediately, I was thinking of Goonies. You know, there was a good movie back then.
Goonies.
This ship is an old research vessel, and the site where it will be sunk will become a destination for divers and anglers in about 125 feet of water. So then you think, well, why this area? Well, the Gulf bottom is mostly flat and sandy, which means fish and other marine life are highly attracted. The Fairfield New Venture is being scuttled near the site of another ship, which was sunk about 18 miles south of Perdido Pass. Get this, the $970,000 program to sink the ship on Wednesday is funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. $970,000.
To sink, you can sink a boat for so much less.
Sure you can.
Go to YouTube and search that.
If you remember last week, the story I told you about involving recall, salmonella, and pre-cut melon. Well, the recall initially was nationwide. Now here in Alabama, we're being impacted. Four grocery store locations now included in this recent recall. The tainted melons were distributed at Sprouts Farmers Market in Birmingham, Hoover, Madison, and Vestavia Hills. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed this. They say they're advising people, if you purchased any type of melon, we're talking honeydew melon, cantaloupe, fresh-cut fruit medley, fresh-cut watermelon, any of these melons, do not consume them, of course. Take them back to where you purchased them. The fruit was recalled on June 8th by Indianapolis, Indiana-based Cato Foods. So 60 people have fallen ill. 31 people hospitalized. This is across 20 states. Good news, though, no deaths have been reported. Their fruits have been recalled from a variety of grocery stores, which include Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, and Whole Foods. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good news. I did not stop, but on my way back from Dolphin Island, yes. I saw my favorite fruit stand there. They had looked like inside the watermelons already. So you can take it upon yourself. Like, you know, we do. You buy your own watermelon and
cut,
cut it up yourself. And even though I am tempted by the prepackaged cut watermelon, you know, you save a bunch of money, too, when you cut it up yourself. And you
now,
know
unless you
want to
get going on a new diet plan.
Yeah, well, that's right. It is a Kickstarter for a diet. That's, 644 coming right back.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A bizarre Amber Alert case over the weekend. A 7-week-old baby was found safe. Police arrested John Betancourt, charged with interference with custody. It all began when the child's mother was detained for suspicion of shoplifting at Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Police said she handed the baby off to Betancourt. Police said he was a stranger to the woman. When she left the store, her baby and vehicle were gone. It was spotted later on Old Pascagoula Road. The body of an 87-year-old man has been found in the Tombigbee River. The man was thrown overboard when his boat hit a stump in the river. It happened near the Olin Chemical Plant near McIntosh. Rescuers had been searching for the man since the crash Thursday. One of the founding members of the rock band Three Doors Down has been arrested, charged with gun, drug, and domestic violence charges. Todd Harrell was arrested Friday at his home in Mississippi after an argument with his wife that she said turned physical. Harrell previously served 2 years in prison for causing a deadly crash in Nashville back in 2013. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now. In oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy, standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
6:45, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And now, coming to the mound, pitcher, I mean the relief, starting pitcher this week for Dalton Orwig, our friend Corey LeBounty from Prep Sports Report, among many other. How many things you do in a given week? Like 12?
Just a few.
Just 12.
Can I tell you something real fast?
Yeah.
I have seen Corey roughing at games, right?
Yeah.
And my kids have been playing in the games, and I have to just look away.
It's been tough.
It's because I don't want anybody thinking I'm trying to look for some calls.
Okay, just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds do want to know about those calls. Yes, now we can get on with sports.
Okay.
Yes.
Good morning, Sean and Kelly. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. The U.S. Open concluded yesterday at Shinnecock Hills in New York with a familiar face winning his second consecutive U.S. Open Championship trophy. American Brooks Koepka shot a final round 68 with a 1-over par and a final score of 281 to hold off Tommy Fleetwood of England by one shot, claiming the cool $2.16 million top prize. Koepka joins Ben Hogan and Curtis Strange as the only golfers in the last 68 years to win consecutive U.S. Open titles. The U.S. Open didn't have its share of controversy as Phil Mickelson hit his rolling golf ball on the 13th hole on Saturday that led to a two-shot penalty and still has the golf world buzzing.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on.
Fleetwood became just the sixth player to shoot a 63 in the U.S. Open as he became roaring back and was down six shots in the final round, but still pocketed a cool $1.2 million for his second place finish. Number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson, finished third, and four out of the top 10 golfers in the world did not make the cut on Saturday. That included Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and John Rahm.
Hey, is there, I mean, I've used the double tap shot before the Mickelson did. Now, it was on, I think, hole seven at Mount Tasia there at the windmill hole, and it seemed to work for me back then, but obviously that's a no-no, huh, in the world of golf?
A definite no-no, but Phil Mickelson, you know, with the world buzzing and the golf world talking about etiquette, he still got away with it and justified it and did play a round of golf yesterday.
He better watch his back.
Exactly. Last night, the Mobile Bay Bears defeated the Pensacola Wahoos 6-4 in 10 innings, concluding a five-game road trip. The Bay Bears lost the series 3-2 and begin the second half of the season with a six-game homestand against the Tennessee Smokies that starts this Thursday at 6:35. During the College World Series that started on Saturday, North Carolina defeated Oregon State 8-6, and Mississippi State defeated Washington 1-0. on yesterday in a rain delayed game. Arkansas defeated Texas 11-5, and Texas Tech beat the defending national champion Florida Gators 6-3. In today's elimination game at 1 o'clock p.m., Oregon State faces Washington, and in the winner's bracket, Mississippi State faces North Carolina at 6 o'clock tonight. Also, in FIFA, the World Cup going on in Russia, Serbia defeated Costa Rica 1-0, Mexico stunned Germany and beat them for the first time ever 1-0, and Brazil and Switzerland ended in a 1-1 tie. Today, Sweden takes on South Korea, Belgium plays Panama, and Tunisia will square off with England. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far this morning. From Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport in 65, you're going to find a little bit of radar, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. Range line in 90 looks good from Schillinger and 3 Notch at Tillman's Corner. And northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saarland. Again, a good ride in so far this morning. Car Doctor's move to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. Treating you like family for over 5 years with the best selection of pricing on new and used golf carts and street legal carts. Call 287- 2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. Now finance and get a starting MSRP of $28,360 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer. Find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $28,360 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond, and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. MSRP based on Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $33,860. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance equals $5,500. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
653 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill says hi today. Almost 90 with the heat index. It's going to be well over 90. 76 now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning to you. Let's crunch some numbers this morning. As Alabama's unemployment rate rose slightly in May, as you guessed it, more graduates are entering the workforce. But the state's numbers for wage and salary employment are at a high not seen in more than 10 years. That's great news. Last month, more than 2.4 million Alabamians were working. Last time we saw numbers like this was 2007. So you're probably wondering, where are the biggies? Where are they hiring the most? Mm-hmm. The manufacturing sector, the leisure and hospitality sector, and the professional and business services sector, among others. Alabama Secretary of Labor Fitzgerald Washington said the number for May was the second largest ever recorded. So the counties with the lowest unemployment rates are Shelby County, Cullman County, Marshall, Elmore, and Baldwin counties. The counties with the highest unemployment rates are Wilcox County, Greene County, and Clark County. So promising numbers as more and more of our young people are hopping into the job force and, you know, ready to take those jobs.
That's right.
And claim them.
You got to hide to not get a job today.
You're not kidding. Can I get a whoop whoop? I hate to be the bearer of bad news when it's breakfast time and all, but last week I told you Kellogg's Honey Smacks. Remember that recall?
Yes.
And it was nationwide. Guess what? Two people in Alabama have become sickened with salmonella. Food and Drug Administration said 73 people in 31 states have become ill, requiring 24-hour hospitalizations. Good news, no deaths have been tied to this outbreak. But this is a big deal. So Kellogg's issued a voluntary recall last week for the 15.3 and 23-ounce packages of Honey Smacks. All right? So I'm going to put out all the information when it comes to UPC code, best if used by, because that's tough to hear when you're driving. You can't write that stuff down. But it's a big deal. So salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, which can last between 4 to 7 days. Most people recover without treatment, but symptoms can become so severe that you're required to be hospitalized. In some patients, the infection can spread from the intestines to the bloodstream and then to other body sites. Death can happen for a person who is treated with antibiotics. If they're not treated with antibiotics, death is, of course, the ultimate end result. Very sad stuff. Because you think about breakfast, kids, here you go, enjoy. Not so much when
any
it comes
commentary
to
from Diggum? Diggum, the frog, the Honey Smacks frog.
How many fingers does he have?
Yeah, I don't know, like two, three. He's a frog. I mean,
the FDA said that you should not eat any recalled Honey Smacks, throw them away, or return them to the place of purchase for a refund. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. That's his name, Diggum?
Diggum, right? I'm not a Honey Smacks fan.
If they
either,
mess with Frosted Flakes, it's not going to be great.
I get what you did there.
You see that?
Yeah, I think any kind of, you know, maybe they should use a picture of Diggum the Frog when they put out press releases on infected Honey Smacks, so gets people's attention. Yet, if you got to call back the Fruit Loops, you put out the toucan, Cap'n Crunch, you put out the Cap'n.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Tony the Tiger for
wisely. Use your mascot.
Should
wisely.
Be the bearer of bad news too. All right, there we go. So no cut up watermelon and
right, no Honey Smacks. No and honey I just smacks. Bring that to you because over the weekend they upped it and they added Alabama to it. See, I'm all about knowing when it comes to food. I love food.
Hey, speaking of, you know, I mentioned, you know, buy your own watermelons, cut them up yourself.
Yes.
Our buddy Buck sent some pictures of some more homegrown tomatoes in. He could do a drop off here. Buck, that last batch was fantastic.
I'm not going to tell Buck how you did not share.
I'll share down the road. Don't pressure me here.
I had to.
But I'll tell you right now that the bacon sales, I bet you if we could chart this, maybe we get somebody like Brendan Kirby that loves to look at these numbers. If bacon sales increase during homegrown tomato season, because I have eaten, well, not double digits yet, but approaching double digits of BLTs since I've received those tomatoes. It's a BLT processing facility at Sullivan House right now. Good stuff. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Glad you're here.